Brothers, as we announced earlier, mashallah, there are many of us, but we are sitting scattered. It's important that we make a little bit of mujahada, inshallah. This walking, waking up and walking that you are doing now, you are walking towards Allah. And we find hadith al-Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah says, Man atani yamshi ataitu harwalatan. The one who walks to me, I run to him. So a little bit of harkat. Let us be a little bit of mujahada, inshallah. Day by day, unfortunately, we find that when it comes to our deen, this very important aspect of adab and etiquette is coming out. There was one great alim. His son was also an alim. So one day he was leaning against the wall and writing a kitab. So the father passed by and he told him, he said, my son, you are leaning and writing, people will sleep and read your kitab. So adab and etiquette is very, very important. And this is a subtle attempt, that is another topic, I'm not going to go into it now, but this is a subtle attempt that the enemies of Islam are making, particularly with modern technology, is the words and the outward shakal and form of the deen is there and is being made more easily accessible to us also. But the ruh and the soul and the essence is no more there. And we find that this is part of the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he said the words and letters will remain, the reality will no longer be there. So this is why we have to be very, very careful. The nuraniyat, the ruhaniyat, condition for that is adab, etiquette. Allah give us tawfiq. This majlis, inshallah, will not be very long because objective of these nights is between us and Allah. We have to free ourselves to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ta'aleem of Hayatul Sahaba, every year in Ramadan when we do this, certain muzakaras we make. This first majlis, we won't make all the muzakaras, we'll tie it to a few other majalis, inshallah. But one very important aspect is that we observe that generally when it comes to learning deen, there is a general sense of apathy amongst us. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right till the end, till the last breath, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded, because there is no time limit on this. There is no time limit on this expression that is found in the Quran. What expression? There's one poem. جَعَلْتَ الْمَالَ فَوْقَ الْعِلْمِ جَهْلًا جَعَلْتَ الْمَالَ فَوْقَ الْعِلْمِ جَهْلًا لَأَمْرُكَ فِي الْقَضِيَّةِ مَا عَدَلْتَ وَبَيْنَهُمَا بِنَصِّ الْوَحْيِ بَوْنٌ سَتَعْلَمُهُ إِذَا طَاهَا قَرَأْتَ لَإِنْ رَفَعَ الْغَنِيُّ لِوَاءَ مَالٍ لَأَنْتَ لِوَاءَ عِلْمِكَ قَدْ رَفَعْتَ. The poet makes an observation. He says, till your last breath, you are seeking wealth. Nobody has to be told, put brakes. Dunya, look around us. I remember this one person I saw him one day making salah, elderly person. So I was standing behind him, and literally from tashahud to wake up took him almost 45, almost 1 minute. Effects of old age. So I observed him, I said, you know what, on the way here somebody was talking to me about you, just happened to be saying that mashallah you're doing this financial expansion and that financial expansion and that financial expansion and this project you got planned and that project and that project. And he said it took you literally 1 minute just to wake up from tashahud to stand up. When you going to stop? So he said, no, I'm not doing it for myself, I'm doing it for the next generation. So when it comes to the pursuit of maal, this, none of us are prepared to put brakes. Like a nasha, like a drug, it pulls us in. Running and running and running. And when, with many of us, Allah knows best, it's impossible for us to spend what we got. So the poet makes this observation. He says, جَعَلْتَ الْمَالَ فَوْقَ الْعِلْمِ. You have this insatiable passion for wealth. Why don't you have the same insatiable passion for the ilm of deen? Why there, this mindset, I went maktab, madrasa, so now I got some diploma and now till I die I don't have to learn anything. Dunya, there you don't want to put brakes. Here, you're satisfied. And then he goes on with his observation. He says, I take an oath on Allah, what you are doing does not display any justice. Why? He says, because when I look into Quran and Hadith, when I look at the real source of knowledge, when I look at revelation, I find the pursuit of knowledge right up in the sky and the pursuit of maal right down on the ground. And he says, what more proof you want for this what I am telling you? If only you would read Surah Taha. And then he goes on. He says, don't be perturbed if you stop chasing after the dunya and instead engage yourself in acquiring the jewels and the pearls of Quran and Hadith. Why? Because the people of wealth can raise their flag of wealth. You raise the flag of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was he referring to in Surah Taha? Like I said, there's no time limit on this. Quran is eternal. Like Allah is eternal, Quran is eternal. In Quran, Allah's Rasul in Surah Taha is commanded. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded directly, wa qul, that, oh my Habib, I am commanding you. I am commanding you to say this, to make this dua. Carry on asking me for something. Health, long life, wealth, prosperity, no. None of these things Rasulullah ﷺ is commanded by Allah to ask in the Quran. What is he commanded? Rabbi zidni ilma. Rabbi zidni ilma. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded, this is imperative, this is amr, this is Allah's injunction, this is farz. And there is no time limit. So he passed away at the age of 63. Till the last moment Allah's command is directed to him that, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was his knowledge? We can't even imagine it. We can't even imagine his knowledge, yet right till the last moment he's commanded by Allah, make this dua, Rabbi zidni ilma, O Allah, increase my knowledge. O Allah, increase my knowledge. And like I mentioned, unfortunately, today there is a general sense of apathy. Not talking about the tabqa that's away from deen, away from the masjid. Tabqa that is in the masjid, engaged. People, mashallah, giving daily time to masjid. Giving daily time in the path of Allah. But when it comes to this aspect, we notice with our mastura jamaats, mashallah, First 3 days they come out in the path of Allah. Almost every masturat will learn basic du'as, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's incidents dealing, pertaining to the six qualities, ahadith pertaining to the six qualities. I remember 93 when I went driving for the first time, I noticed this. Almost every jamaat that was going in the path of Allah, in the hand of that sati will be one kitab of masnoon du'as. And while out in the path of Allah, they'll be learning. We were told first 3 days, at least 8 du'as learn. Entering the masjid, leaving the masjid. Before eating, after eating. Before sleeping and when you wake up. Before entering the toilet and when you come out from the toilet. And this is something we do every day. So our jamaats before, this was observed. From the first 3 days the person comes out in the path of Allah, guaranteed at least these 8 du'as he would have learnt. And like I said, those days the jamaat used to carry the kitab with masnoon du'as. And every day out in the path of Allah, learning and learning and learning. And today, unfortunately, sometimes this whole chilla is spent and we don't even know what the six qualities are. This general apathy has entered when it comes to learning deen. And this is something that is absolutely essential. We can't overstate the importance of it. Because the greatest muballigh and the greatest da'i was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. So he was muballigh-e-azam. There's no greater tablighi, there's no greater muballigh than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how did he describe his tablighi? He didn't say, innama bu'istu muballighan. His whole life was tabligh. Allah commanded, Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh, make tabligh. That was his mission. Quran tells us clearly. But when he described this, how he described it? You won't find this in hadith. Maybe some other alim will find, but I haven't come across it. Innama bu'istu muballighan. What he said, innama bu'istu mu'alliman. Allah has sent me as a teacher. One who will disseminate knowledge. Because tabligh and ta'lim are inextricable. Our kam samaj is why we've separated it. It's our lack of perception and understanding that we have separated it. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was muballigh azam and he described himself, innama bu'istu mu'allima. That I am a teacher, one who disseminates knowledge. Now you can't disseminate knowledge if you're not going to acquire knowledge. So this ta'lim, ta'allum, ta'lim, ta'allum, ta'lim, ta'allum, ta'allum is tabligh. Ballighu anni walo ayah. What it means? Make tabligh even if one ayat. How are you going to make tabligh of one ayat if you don't acquire the knowledge of the one ayat? So ta'lim and tabligh are inextricably linked. They're not separate. And those of us engaged in the work of da'wat and tabligh, we have to be daily in the pursuit of knowledge. How beautifully Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala puts it. Ughdu aliman o muta'alliman. Wala taghdu fima bayna dhalik. Fa innama bayna dhalika jahil. He said every morning when you leave your house, ughdu, this is what he means. Ghudu means morning. Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala said, every morning when you leave your house, alim or muta'allim, as one who is learning or teaching deen. And don't leave your house in any other group. Don't leave your house with any other intention. Every morning, we want to learn what is tabligh, we want to learn how to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our guiding stars are the Sahaba. Radiallahu anhu. We have to take our cue from them. So he said, when you leave your house, leave as alim or muta'allim, as a learner or a teacher. Go out in the path of Allah as a learner, as a teacher. Daily time in the masjid, learner and teacher. Alim or muta'allim. وَلَا تَغْدُ فِي مَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. And don't leave in any other group, because Abdullah bin Mas'ud says there's only one other group that remains. If you're not in these two tabqas, the third tabqa is jahil. وَلَا تَغْدُ فِي مَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ فَإِنَّمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ جَاهِل. And look at the link. Look at the link. The greatest ilm and knowledge is Allah. The greatest knowledge is La ilaha illallah. The greatest da'wat is La ilaha illallah. So the opposite of that jahalat, the greatest jahalat is what? Anything that invites to anything besides Allah. And I'm not saying it, Quran says it. قُلْ أَفَ غَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِّي أَعْبُدْ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. قُلْ أَفَ غَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِّي أَعْبُدْ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. There's no easy way to translate this. This is almost like right to the point Quran is calling out. Qul, tell them, any knowledge or any invitation or any speech or any ideology that establishes the greatness of any entity besides Allah is ayyuhal jahilun, is ayn jahalat. So knowledge starts Allah. Ilm is la ilaha illallah. It starts there. But we have to make that niyat. Teachers or learners of Allah's greatness. Our tabligh has to be Allah's greatness. But for that, Allah's greatness, Allah's khashiyat, Quran tells us, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَى. Without ilm, Allah's khashiyat cannot come. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَى. To get Allah's khashiyat, Allah's ma'rifat, ilm is essential. So this general apathy that unfortunately has overtaken us when it comes to ilm, it's a very, very serious issue. There should be this jazba to learn in our homes, in our day-to-day lives. And one is our ijtimai ta'lim, which is absolutely essential. Fazail-e Amal, Fazail-e Sadaqat, etc. Collective ta'lim, which we do in the masjid at home. And over and above that is infiradi ta'lim, which is also very, very important. Infiradi means our individual learning. And learning means learn and teach. Learn and make tabligh. Learn and pass on. Because that is what will bring about amal. And what is amal? Amal is zikr. Kullu muti'in zakir. Everyone who implements what he has learned, he is zakir. That is why we find in our third point of tabligh, these two things are linked, ilm and zikr. Because zikr means to implement the knowledge that we acquire. So our infiradi ta'lim, our individual ta'lim, very, very important that our elder stress is Hayatul Sahaba. This is why in Ramadan, and we find that throughout the year, in our marakis on a daily basis, on the main marakis, and other Shabguzari venues throughout the world, we find that on a Shabguzari night, where they have Shabguzari after Isha generally, or depending on the timing, Ta'lim of Hayatul Sahaba takes place, not so that it is restricted and confined to that. But the thirst has to be there. The shock has to be there. The seed has to be planted. That every day take out some time to make infiradi ta'lim of Hayatul Sahaba. Noor, marifat, understanding, pehchan, samaj, of our work of da'wat and tabligh will come when we will do that. Because Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh in this kitab has rendered a very, very great khidmat and service. Because this claim that he has made, that this work of da'wat and tabligh is the work of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One is to say it because we heard somebody say it. But if we make regular mutala of Hayatu Sahaba, then every usul, every principle of this work, whether it's our masjid war jamaat, whether it is the gush that takes place, the adab of the gush, infiradi mulaqat that takes place, khususi mulaqat that takes place, sometimes meeting one person, sometimes two people, sometimes three people, sometimes meeting people of different tabqas, hidayat that is given to a jamaat when you go out in the path of Allah, how must you enter a locality, what your jazba must be, how you must spend your time, every usul and principle of the work, alhamdulillah, as Mawisu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in the various headings throughout Hayatul Sahaba, from the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba, has established for us how this thing is, how it is gleaned and extracted directly from the seerah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that shar'e sadr, that conviction that this is definitely the work of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that will come if we will regularly make ta'lim of Hayatul Sahaba. Infiradi, our elders tell us individually. And more nuraniyat and more effective is when you're out in the path of Allah daily to make mutala of Hayatul Sahaba. Now, mashallah, nobody got any excuse. I don't understand Arabic. You find very, very beautiful translation is there. English, Urdu, whatever language. So this majlis also that is taking place, the idea and objective is just for us to get a glimpse of Hayatul Sahaba so that we make this niyat that inshallah, daily we will include this as part of our learning. For example, I mentioned earlier Masnoon Duas. Duas that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read and that he taught us. Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has included an entire chapter of that. Sahabi saw a frightening dream, he came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what dua to read is there in Hayatul Sahaba. Before you sleep, what dua you must read? What you must read after every salah? What you must read when the wind blows, strong wind blew? From the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every one of these things is there. And our work, Allah says, وَإِن تُطِيعُهُ تَهْتَدُ. The great, like I was mentioning earlier, the greatest need is hidayat. The greatest need is hidayat. And in every one of the actions and du'as of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we will include in our lives is guaranteed hidayat. I am not saying it. Allah says, وَإِن تُطِيعُهُ تَهْتَدُ. وَإِن تُطِيعُهُ تَهْتَدُ. This is Quranic nuskha, Quranic prescription. Allah is giving you and I one ta'weez, call it a ta'weez. You want hidayat? Bring in your life the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bring in your life his du'as. Bring in your life his practices. Now one is to bring it where we heard it, one is where we actually practically see it. What did Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teach us and do? Because Sahaba, the moment they heard or they saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, immediately they implemented. So that should be our shawq, that should be our jazba. Today we got time for other things and we're getting involved in things that we're not supposed to get involved in because we're not doing what we're supposed to do. If you do what we're supposed to do, wallah, there won't be time for anything else. We got time for all these side shows and side distractions because we're not doing what we're supposed to do. Like they say, karne ke kaam nahi karenge, to phir na karne ke kaam karenge. Our jamaats also. Person is outside the masjid in some gupshap, he's busy with something else. Why? Because the amal that we're supposed to be engaged in, we're not doing that. So this, brothers that are in i'tikaf, this is a training for us. Be very, very, Hasan Basri, what a beautiful observation he made. He said, Sahibtu Aqwaman. He said, Sahibtu Aqwaman. He said, I spend time in the company of a people. Who he was referring to? The Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hasan Basri was the Tabi, the generation after Sahaba. So obviously he didn't see Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he spent time in the Sahaba's company. So look at this observation. He says, I spent time in the company of a people that were more meticulous and more strict with themselves about guarding their time than you people are about guarding your wealth. Today, who wants to lose money? Some of us, mashallah, forget losing money. If you're just sitting around, we feel the pain of it because in that time I could have made so much money. I've heard this in business circles. The guy, a person has got 1 million sitting in the bank doing nothing, he can't sleep. Why? Because I could have made more money out of that 1 million. So Hasan Basri rahimahullah says that I saw a group of people, they were that meticulous about the utilization of their time. Because the one commodity you're not getting back is time. Ashahu ala waqtihi. Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu ta'ala said, ma nadimtu ala shay'in. I never regretted anything except that section of time that passed which I didn't use to earn akhirat. Or I didn't use to increase my amal. He says, I regretted that more than anything else. Today we regret any lost financial opportunity. So this time that we are in i'tikaf, out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, become very, very meticulous and concerned about how we use the time. This is what Hazrat Imam Imam Hasan Sabir Rahmatullah Ali used to say. Waqt ko keemti banayenge to zindagi keemti banega. To say, if you make your time valuable, your life will become valuable. If you make your time valuable, your life will become valuable. And if you make your life valuable, your maut will be valuable. And if you make your maut valuable, your akhirat will be valuable. So everything revolves around what? Time. One of the Salaf Salihin is mentioned about him. I forget his name. His student Abdurrahman Mahdi says about him. Abu Hamad Ghariban his name was. He says, we never saw him engaged in any idle chatter. Not that he didn't want to socialize. But this man was so busy, either in salah, either in zikr, either in tilawat, either in teaching, that there was no time for anything else. And he says, I take an qasam and oath on Allah, that if this man was told that you've got 1 day left in this world, you've got 1 day left in this world, he would not spend that 1 day any different from the way that he's spending today. What this is, conscious realization of the value of time. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has inextricably linked that with intelligence. He said, a man who is constantly working for his akhirat, he is the most intelligent one amongst you. There's no one more intelligent than him. And what's the opposite of that? The one who's working for dunya only. The world can call him intelligent, but that is not intelligence. So particularly our brothers that are in sunnat i'tikaf, or that are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a time when we have to become very, very hard on ourselves. Not hard on others, hard on yourself. Become very, very hard and strict with yourself about the utilization of our time. How am I spending my time? من حسن اسلام المرء. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayhi collected 480,000 ahadith. How many? 480,000 ahadith. And from that, plus minus 48,000, he selected for his Abu Dawud Sharif. And ghaliban it is mansub to him that he said this whole 480,000 ahadith revolves around four ahadith. In other words, the sabak and lesson of all that ocean is contained in this four. And one of that four, min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. The beauty, the husn, the jamal, the nuraniyat, the light, the ronak, the beauty, the attraction. As a human being, as a Muslim, as a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as a tablighi, as whatever robe you want to adorn of Islam, the beauty of it and the essence, grab onto this, and you've solved the entire issue. What is it? Tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. Don't ever engage in that which is useless. Useless speech, useless actions. And our elders say, the time you give in the path of Allah, this is the challenge. To practice on this one hadith. Because they say everything inside you and outside you will rebel against this. Because shaitan and nafs don't leave anybody. That cell phone, those other attractions, time spent away from the masjid, time spent in unnecessary, all that is the obstacles to this. And this is what I'm saying is not for others, it's for ourselves, each one. Because this time we're not getting it back. Even the jannati is going to regret the time in this world. Even the jannati, the jahannami. What the Quran, what Allah tells us. وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Allah will say to them, we gave you life, we gave you time. What will he ask for in Jahannam? He won't even ask for Jannah. First, what he'll ask for? He will ask for time to do good deeds. نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا. Allah says they will be screeching in Jahannam. وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا. Oh Allah, give us some time to do good deeds. Because entry into Jannah is dependent on that. So the intelligent one amongst us will be very, very concerned how he is spending his time. And our elders say, they say, if, for example, if you are in i'tikaf or you are out in the path of Allah and you made your mind up now, and I'm going to spend this Ramadan, I'm going to spend it correctly. Not only my stomach is going to fast, my tongue is going to fast, my ears are going to fast, my eyes are going to fast, my heart is going to fast. You made your mind up. They say, what will happen? First thing that will happen is your body will rebel. In other words, if a person, mashallah, is sitting in itikaf, is reading Quran, is engaged in zikr, what will happen? His head will start paining. Then he'll remember that his stomach is troubling him, got gas problem. Somebody will have some other physical problem. And normally what happens? First hurdle, first physical obstacle, we start pulling back from amal. So elders say, if a person remains firm, When his body rebels, he remains firm. Then the next thing that will happen, Allahu Akbar, his own heart will rebel. Inna a'da aduwik nafsaka alladhi bayna jambayk. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, your greatest enemy is your own nafs. A'da aduwik. He said, your greater enemy than shaitan is your nafs. Shaitan's nafs deviated shaitan also. So how the heart will rebel? The shock of amal won't be there. He's reading Quran, but that enjoyment is not there. Making zikr, enjoyment is not there. Speaking about Allah, his own heart is rebelling. Finding enjoyment in other things. I'm digressing, but once somebody wrote to Mawla Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali. Mawla Ibrahim Devla describes it like this. When a man is far away from deen and he comes in the environment of deen, first there's a lot of maza and excitement. Person was never making salah, he starts making salah, he'll experience beauty in that salah, sweetness. Wasn't making tilawat of Quran, now he's making beautiful, he'll be ecstatic. And then what happens? As the time passes, that initial shock is gone now, so it wears down. So now he's no more so exciting. Mawla Ibrahim Sahib describes it like this, you walk into a dark room, put the light on, all of a sudden, you get dazzled for a few seconds. And then once you're eyesight adjusts, then the dazzling effect is no more there. So somebody wrote to Mawla Ilyas. He said, Hazrat, pehle to bahut maza aa raha tha. Ab to bilkul jee bhi nahi hai isme. Now I'm giving dawat, my heart not enjoying it. Reading Quran, making tilawat, making zikr, making nawafil. There's no spiritual pleasure for me. So what an ajeeb answer Mawla Ilyas Rahmatullah gave to this. He says, sometimes when I hear from a person that he's making lot of tahajjud because, and he's feeling ecstatic and excited and he's enjoying his tahajjud, sometimes I wonder whether he's doing it for the enjoyment or he's doing it for Allah. But when I hear that someone is persevering on amal without any enjoyment, now I know he's only doing it for Allah. So they say the second thing that will happen is your own soul will rebel. But still if you remain firm, and this, my respected brothers, by firm I don't mean be hard on others. This is a big musibat nowadays. Every time anyone of us wants to become dindar, we try to make everybody else dindar. Umirtu an akuna awwala man aslam. This is Quran. Umirtu an akuna. I was ordered that I must become the first to submit. Dindari means to become hard on yourself, not on others. You want the benefit, become hard on yourself. Take the gaze off others. Regard yourself as the worst and everyone else as better. Varna bohat khatra mein hai. Otherwise you are in great danger spiritually. So if you persevere, otherwise what it is? Moment one headache, one pain, one little bit running stomach or something and you give up. How well they say your example is like that person who went to a well, dropped the bucket inside and started pulling the bucket, pulling the rope. Then when the bucket reached about 1 meter from the top, he said, you know what, my hands are paining. Shoulders are paining, head is paining. So he left the rope and went and relaxed. Came back a few minutes later, started pulling the rope again 1 meter from the top. Something else happened, so he left it, went and relaxed. They said, years will pass, he won't get one bucket of water also. So they say the body will rebel, the soul will rebel. Still if you remain firm, then, the nuraniyat of these amal will enter the ruh of that person. Like happened with the Sahaba of Rasulullah. Then we find these expressions. جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. Allah has kept the coolness of my eyes in salah. Ya Bilal, أَقِمْ فَأَرِحْنَا بِهَا. Sahabi says, I said, Allahu Akbar, and I wasn't even aware of you because in my salah, Allah transported me to Jannah. But for that, mujahada, and the greatest mujahada is the correct utilization of time. Don't waste time. Particularly if you are in i'tikaf. Particularly if you are out in the path of Allah. The correct appropriation of this time. And then mashallah, somebody spent the whole day and the whole night. Head was paining, back was paining, fever, running stomach, everything. Heart was rebelling, he remained firm. Then what shaitan and nafs says, mashallah, shabash, no. Then the biggest challenge. End of that whole period of mujahada, of a'mal. What is the final and the biggest test that comes? That which Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah used to say is the greatest khatra and challenge of shaitan upon us. To engage us in that which today is not even considered to be a sin. The end of all that mujahada and amal get you to start making ghibat about someone. Or to poke fun at someone. And today Allah forgive us, no masjid is safe. Masjid and Nabawi, first Saf also is not safe. The roda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam visible to is not safe. Kaaba too is not safe from this. Ashaddu dhunub allati yastakhiffuha an-nas. Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, great imam of deen, said the worst type of sin, yastakhiffuha an-nas, that sin which people are regarding very, very light. Poke fun and find weaknesses and tarnish the image and reputation, particularly of deendar people. Speak lightly of them. That one said this, this one said that, that one said this. This hadith that Imam Abu Dawud pointed to, tarkuhu ma la yani, give up this useless speech. Give it up. Because how dangerous it is. Imam Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, thori der layani ke andar 40 din ke maqbool ibadat ke noor ko salb kar lega. He used to say, a little while of layani, useless speech, ghibat, chit chat, what we call idle speech, harmless chit chat where we're hurting somebody, he used to say, this will destroy the noor of 40 days of accepted ibadat. This is something we have to be, especially in i'tikaf, especially out in the path of Allah. This is your time in the path of Allah, in the environment of the masjid. Here there is no leeway in this. We have to be very, very hard with ourselves. So that's why many of our akabirin, they don't even allow the cell phone. Now jamaats in Pakistan also, a lot of them, they go out, don't take that mobile phone. For some of us, it's like kiamat. Because we become so used to it. But we are carrying the instrument that's destroying our i'tikaf, destroying our part-time in the path of Allah with us. So how do we hope to succeed? Inna Allah tayyib. La yakbalu illa tayyiba. Allah is pure and Allah will only accept that which is pure. Give Allah that which is pure, Allah will give you back many, many times more. But Allah won't accept tarnished. Has to be pure. So min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. The beauty of the Islam of a person is for him to give up useless, idle actions and speech. Allah give us tawfiq. Unfortunately, time is gone. We'll on another occasion, inshallah, carry on with the sahaba. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله علانيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا سبحان الذي تعطف بالعز وقال به سبحان الذي لبس المجد وتكرم به سبحان الذي لا ينبغي التسبيح إلا له سبحان من أحصى كل شيء بعلمه سبحان ذي الفضل والطول سبحان ذي المن والنعم سبحان ذي المجد والكرم سبحان ذي الجلال والإكرام اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهل اللهم صل على جسد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد وصل على قبر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور وصلي على روح محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأرواح اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به وعفو عنا واغفر لنا وعفو عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ومي كريم الله ومي رحيم الله يا الله we are drowning in our sins يا الله from head to toe we have absolutely no excuse يا الله your countless blessings and bounties every second are raining down upon us يا الله the eyes you gave us يا الله the hearing you gave us يا الله The health you gave us, Ya Allah. The life and wealth you gave us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you didn't give us eyes to look at haram, Ya Allah. You didn't give us eyes to look at the daughters of others, Ya Allah. You didn't give us eyes for us to soil them with looking at shamelessness and nakedness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you didn't give us ears, Ya Allah, to listen to haram music, Ya Allah. You didn't give us ears to listen to ghibat and slander and besmirching others, Ya Allah. You didn't give us hands and feet to oppress others, Ya Allah. You didn't give us these hearts and minds so that we soil them with the zikr and the mention of your ghair, Ya Allah. So that morning till night we are impressed with everything else besides you, Ya Allah. So that morning till night we are speaking of everything else besides you, Ya Allah. The least requisite of these bounties that you gave us, Ya Allah. We should have shown our love to you. We should have shown our submission to you. We should have shown our gratitude to you. We should have utilized these bounties in a manner that pleased you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us these bounties to earn our jannat, Ya Allah. You gave us these bounties to gain your closeness, Ya Allah. You gave us these bounties to gain your love and your recognition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us Ramadan for taqwa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we tried to better ourselves, Ya Allah. Humne bahut koshish ki. ہم اچھے نہیں بن سکے, تیرے عزت کی قسم اچھے نہیں بن سکے. اللہ, we are full of nifaq, we are full of hypocrisy, Allah. We are full of riyakari, Allah. From head to toe we are disobeying you, Ya Allah. We know of your sifat and your attributes. We bring iman upon them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know you are looking at us. You know, we know you are hearing us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know our every action is being recorded, yet still we disobey you. Still we make dushmani against you. Still we challenge your authority, Ya Allah. You commanded us, we disobeyed you. You commanded us to lower our gazes, we raised our gazes. You commanded us to fill the masjids, we emptied the masjids. You commanded us to raise your name in this world, Ya Allah. Our time and our energies have been used in our worldly pursuits, Ya Allah. We have turned our backs on that amanat and trust which you gave us, Ya Allah. As a result of which the whole humanity is suffering, Ya Allah. We have come to you at a time, Ya Allah, where we can't erase the images that are scorched on our minds, Ya Allah, of the homes of this ummah, bombed to such an extent that all that remains are ruins and broken and charred buildings, Ya Allah. Scorched on our minds are the images, Ya Allah, of those mothers that are dressed in cloaks, Ya Allah, holding the shrouds of their little babies. Cheaper than blood, Ya Allah, has become, cheaper than water has become the blood of this ummati. Our brothers and sisters in the Mubarak lands are suffering, Ya Allah. The fortresses of Islam are locked up, Ya Allah. The sunnah of your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has become a crime, Ya Allah. A web of humiliation and disgrace has covered this ummah in every direction, Ya Allah. You have said in your Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You have said in your Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. You have promised the barakat of the heavens and the earth for this ummah, the dignity and honor of the heavens and the earth for this ummah, a pure life for this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, this earth is wide, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, today this earth has become very restricted and very compact, very confined for the ummah of your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, no doubt your promises are haq, Ya Allah. Your Quran is haq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but Ya Allah, you have linked these promises to Iman and Amal Saliha, Ya Allah. Hum to khokhle, Ya Allah. We are bankrupt. We are bankrupt of Iman and Amal Saliha, Ya Allah. Where are we going to bring Abu Bakr and Umar from, Ya Allah? Where are we going to bring Osman and Ali from, Ya Allah? خار ہے, بدکار ہے, ڈوبے ہوئے ذلت میں. It's only us, Ya Allah, drowning in our sins, drowning in humiliation and disgrace. Under every hair of our bodies, a gutter of your disobedience. Our heart beating with the love of everything else but you and your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just the fact that you have allowed our dirty, filthy tongues to take your name in the name of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is such a great favor of yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are the weak section of the ummat of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but even in a dirty gutter, Ya Allah, sometimes we see a beautiful flower, Ya Allah. Even amongst ruins, Ya Allah, we see something beautiful coming forth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, for you to turn the darkness into light is no difficulty whatsoever, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know Iman and Amal is a condition, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, you can waive these conditions, Ya Allah. We are very weak, Ya Allah. The Firauns of today, Ya Allah, they arrogance. They are saying, where is your Allah? They have pride on their technology and their armies and their weapons, Ya Allah. We've got no technology and armies, Ya Allah. All we have is you, Ya Allah. All we have is the tears of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are Qadir-e-Mutlaq, Ya Allah. You are Qadir-e-Mutlaq, Ya Allah. La yus'alu amma yaf'al wa hum yus'alu. No one can question your authority, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, in this Mubarak month, Ya Allah. Like beggars, we have stretched our hands out before you, Ya Allah. There is no other door. There is no other salvation. There is no other hope, Ya Allah. We have absolute yaqeen, Ya Allah. You can hear us right now, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you can see our condition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our secrets and our apparent are known to you, Ya Allah. Nothing is concealed from you, Ya Allah. We are beggars, Ya Allah. We are drowning in misery, Ya Allah. We are drowning in our fear, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the hearts are in your control, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, on behalf of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of the day. Forgive the sins of the night. Forgive the sins we have committed openly. Forgive the sins we have committed secretly, Ya Allah. Every type of sin is there, Ya Allah. ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں میرے مالک, ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں, یا اللہ. But you told us on the tongue of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come to me with the whole earth full with sins, I will meet you with the whole earth sin full of my maghfirat. You have written on your arsh, inna rahmati sabakat ghadami. Ya Allah, the Firauns of today, hidayat is muqaddar for them. Give them hidayat quickly, Ya Allah. Otherwise, remove them from the surface of the earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Change the situation and condition, Ya Allah. Restore the dignity and honor of the ummah of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect the muqaddasat of this ummah. Protect Haramain Sharifain. Protect Aqsa. Protect Aqsa. Protect Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, restore the dignity and honor of this ummah. Ya Allah, bring this ummah back to the masjid. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq, the health you gave us, the life you gave us, the faculties you gave us. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you gave us so that we become helpers of your deed. Ya Allah, inspire us. Ya Allah, inspire us. Ya Allah, to make our role models the sahaba of your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, how long is it going to be empty talks? Give us the reality of the six qualities. Ya Allah, is kaam ke haqaiq ہمارے سامنے کھول دے, اس کام کے نفع کھول دے, اس کام کو اپنی زندگی کے مقصد بنانے کے توفیق نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ, یا اللہ, wherever the work of deen is taking place in a manner that is pleasing to you, whether it is the khanqahs, whether it is the madaris, whether it is tazkiya, whether it is taaleem, ya Allah, any way that is pleasing to you, take it from strength to strength. Ya Allah, ya Allah, accept our ijtimaz, accept our jamaat striving in the path of Allah. Ya Allah, striving in your path. Ya Allah, ya Allah, accept them, accept their families. Ya Allah, ya Allah, make it a means of hidayat. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give America hidayat, give Australia hidayat, give Asia hidayat, give Europe hidayat, give Africa hidayat. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, bring the ummah back to the masjid. Ya Allah, bring the ummah back to the masjid. Bring the ummah back to the masjid. Ya Allah, the clock of our lives are ticking. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, our insides are full of filth. Ya Allah, cleanse us. Ya Allah, cleanse us of hatred, jealousy, enmity, malice, greed, envy. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us qalb salim. Ya Allah, purify our hearts, unite our hearts. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, save us from haram. Ya Allah, save us from transgression. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have trampled the rights of others. Ya Allah, our financial commitments. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, that we have not fulfilled, forgive us. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill our financial commitments. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make our earnings halal. Ya Allah, save us from haram, save us from haram. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the clock of our life is ticking. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, save us from a bad death. Ya Allah, let us die on iman. Ya Allah, let us die with the kalima on our lips. Ya Allah, make the last day of our life the best day of our lives. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, those of our brothers and sisters that are mubtala in azab of qabr, remove the azab of qabr. Ya Allah, remove the azab of qabr. Ya Allah, make their qabr's gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Do not let it become pits from the pits of Jahannam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, save us from the azab of Hashar. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let us get our book of deeds in the right hand. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us Jame Kosar from the Mubarak hand of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, in your Quran. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, hamara iman hai. Ya Allah, we have iman. Ya Allah, that you have spoken the truth. Ya Allah, that your Quran is haq. The words of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are haq. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, such descriptions you have given in your Quran. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Jahannam, Jannat, fi samum wa habib wa dhillim mi yahmu la baridi wa la kareem. فَذُوقُوا فَلَنْ نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. Ya Allah, those come se bandaj kaise ho sakte? How are we going to bear that fire? Ya Allah, how are we going to bear that fire? Ya Allah, Allahumma atiq riqabana ورقاب والدينا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وأولادنا وجميع أقاربنا وجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من النار بقدرتك. اللهم حرم لحومنا على النار, اللهم حرم أجسادنا على النار, اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا من, Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, our parents, our families, our wives, our children. Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, there'll be no shortage in your treasures. Ya Allah, your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam will become so happy. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you have already promised you are freeing millions from Jahannam every night of Ramadan. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make this entire ummah amongst them. Ya Allah, make this entire ummah amongst them. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make this entire ummah amongst them. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, our parents, parents, we can never fulfill their haqq. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانَا صَغِيرًا. Ya Allah, all those who are in parishani, difficulty, all those who have requested du'as, all our elders, all our satizai kiram, Ya Allah, all those who have done ihsan upon us, Ya Allah, fulfill all their jaiz hajat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove their difficulties and parishanis. Those that have passed away, fill the qabr with noor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, jata huwa Ramadan, Ya Allah, whatever little we did, accept it, Ya Allah. Make it a zariah and means, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, of our lives changing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, inspire us with your obedience, Ya Allah. Give us the distaste and the hatred of your disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring us on haram, save us from haram. Bring us on halal, save us from haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the noor of taqwa, Ya Allah. Give us the noor of your ma'rifat, Ya Allah. Your love and the love of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ja'alna mimman sama shahar, wa istakmala al-ajr, wa adraka laylat al-qadr, wa faza bithawabi wal-ajr. Allahumma ja'alna min utaqai shahr رمضان وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومطاعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.